This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Quickly, Branson and shot, comes to Duchesne and a wide open goal, and they score!
Sean McDonough, who joined us yesterday with the call, take over Jake Rima.
Dallas Stars! Come on, Dallas Stars! That's why you play for 60 minutes! It's a 60-minute hockey game! It's not a 40-minute hockey game! Dallas Stars! Play for 60 minutes, RJ! 60 minutes, RJ! Come on! You gotta play for 60 minutes!
Aiden...
Was that to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat? That's what that sounded like.
You were Aiden, play for 60 minutes.
Aiden, you not getting that on the fan cam could be a fireable offense right there. that was bad to have missed that. Jake Rietma with the Stars rally towel in studio after last night here on 105.3 The Fan with a 6-3 comeback win. Is that rank over the Miko game?
You know what's crazy is each and every game at the American Airlines Center, and it helps when they just don't lose at the AAC, feels like it gets better and better. And I know that's recency bias, and I know that's living in the moment, but that's what this is all about. I love being a prisoner of the moment. I mean, I don't even care. I mean,
Was it totally just dead in there for the first 40 minutes?
Great point, because I put this on Twitter that the crowd got back into it after the Miro game, and someone went at me, oh, they should be in it the whole time. And I get that. It's playoff hockey. And it's not that they weren't in it. There just wasn't anything to cheer about because they were getting outplayed drastically.
Were you thinking during the first two periods that your prediction for the series was wrong? In trouble for the series?
I was hearing from it from the boys back home, from the Pond Hockey group message. They're like, great, great prediction, man.
Wait, hang on. We gotta rank the manliness of the group. The group messages here. Oh. We have Los Hombres with Pepe.
Yeah. PABs. Yours.
Huh?
PABs.
The PABs, the hoodies.
You're appreciated. That's ours.
And you divorce have is expensive.
The Pond Hockey group.
I have a couple of group chats that I take a lot of heat for from now the fiance. I know she's tuning in. And I love the group chat with the boys. I mean, nothing gets me more fired up. I got the high school group chat. That's the Pond Hockey one.
What's it called?
The high school one?
No, the Pond Hockey group.
It's called Dow Kids, so... All
right. We don't need the whole story.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was something funny.
No.
You could have left it as Pond Hockey Kids. That was the joke. We were laughing at that.
Right. And then the college one, too. That I was hearing. That one's called Texas Hockey. I renamed it just for the playoff.
So when did you start thinking things were turning around last night?
Well, the obvious is the Miro goal. And I think that elevated at the end of the second period because, make no mistake about it, that's where the pressure caused the penalty. And I know we had talked about sometimes when you get a penalty that is divided by period, sometimes it can be tough to get back into the power play mode. right away in the third period. So credit to the Stars for doing that. But that elevated the pressure. And I saw a lot of Oilers fans complaining about three consecutive penalties called. But when you're applying that pressure and when you're forcing the issue like the Stars were, it's kind of inevitable. And it's not like they were cheap calls. I mean, the high sticking to Mikko, one camera angle didn't look as egregious. But you look at the other, he gets hit in the face with a high stick. That's the definition of the penalty. It's not a cheap call.
Jake Riedma in studio from the AAC last night here on The Fan.
Was Otter a problem yesterday, or was the defense putting him in a bad position?
Great question. It was a relentless forecheck from the Edmonton Oilers. It was all five guys just applying pressure. And that's where it's so bizarre, the drastic difference from period number two to period number three. It just looked like a different hockey team.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the Bouchard goal, I thought Otter could have stopped that one. The other two, no chance. I mean, the first one, that Draisaitl goal.
That was such a good goal.
The release and the speed and the placement, that combination, nobody's stopping that. Nobody in the world stopping that goal. It was incredible. And we knew they had that kind of firepower. We knew it, and a lot of people had talked about it's going to be a high-scoring series. And in game number one, obviously nine goals, that's a ton. But the Oilers are too good to hold down for 60 minutes. You're going to have plays like that.
And Draisaitl afterwards called the loss immature.
Yeah, I thought it was. I always love hearing the. I mean, losing post game sound, I think, or the post game audio from the team that loses, I think, will always reveal something. And he didn't say, you know, we got outplayed, we're this, that, and the other. And he said it was immature. We got to learn to grow up. And it was almost like you have a team down and you got to go for the jugular, and they didn't do that. And the lack of effort or whatever it may be in the third period from the Oilers, you got the leader, one of the leaders of the team, calling it immature. It'll be so interesting to see how they respond. And the frustration boiled over at the end with the little scrum. I heard you say that you had already turned the channel.
Yeah, what happened?
But you got Corey Perry making fun of and taunting Leon Bischel and saying, oh, he's covering his head like a turtle, because Corey Perry was going after him as the buzzer sounds. Why don't you go after him in the middle of the third period and actually bring a little effort?
What, and who goes after somebody who's 6'7"?
Also very bizarre. But I will say, I thought Bischel played really, really well, but he took that penalty. Make no mistake about it. When he took that penalty midway through the third period, you could feel the nervous energy, because it's 4-3 at that point. Edmonton going back on the power play. Really impressive kill.
So how do we make sense of the first 40 minutes? Like, because the elation, it's like that. I felt so weird after that game was over. I was like, first of all, how did this happen?
Who wakes up this morning feeling more confident? Is it the Oilers, or is it the Stars for the way they broke out? The Stars saying, this is what we are, or the Oilers are like, come on, that was fluky.
Right, there's an element of, I think it depends. You can almost use
it. Hard to say five goals is fluky, but.
No, but to your point, just the overwhelming difference from 40 minutes to the final 20 minutes, in that it's almost like a comparison to make the Celtics-Knicks series, where the first couple of games, you got the Celtics are just the overwhelming better team.
Yeah.
But the Knicks used that momentum, and even though they stole a victory late, then they propel that into a series win. So obviously from the Stars fans, that's what I'm thinking. I also think they had a couple of espresso shots between period number two and period number three. That's what Pete DeBoer said. I don't know what I said to him. Well, they already had some espresso shots.
Don't you got to feel like, though, if Edmonton can play as well as they want, the fact is they lost the exact way everybody was concerned they would lose, and the exact way that Connor McDavid was like, this is a problem. We're not killing penalties. And if they lose in that exact way, I got to think that there's more doubt creeping into their heads, where they're like, it doesn't matter how good we play, this exact thing we thought was going to beat us did, even though we played great hockey for 40 minutes.
I would agree with that, and also add to it the element of awaking almost a sleeping giant in the Stars' power play, because that was the Stars' Achilles heel in this series last year. And I don't want to do a lot of comparison to last year, because it's such drastically different teams. However, I think when you have the secondary goaltender in Skinner, in the sense that Ottinger gives you much bigger advantage in the goaltending side of things, combined with the Stars' power play really waking up. And again, I keep saying this, but the drastic difference between that first power play, they're going to get the puck in the zone on their first play power play. Edmonton's zone entry defense was incredible on that first player, first power play, and then to come back and have three power play goals, boom, 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 really impressive.
Jake Rietma in studio from the AAC here on 105 through the Fan. What was it like outside? Are people just going nuts while leaving the arena?
A little bit. I had the camera out and was looking for some good audio and everything, and it was like almost a sense of relief, I think. And I don't want to speak for everyone. A couple people I talked to, you know, they said, well, man, I was so nervous after that second period, and rightfully so. But I think, too, there's an element of an educational fan. You understand, hey, this is game number one. We're on home ice. We needed to win this game. We need a little wake up. So it wasn't any like, you know, oh, F Edmonton, that kind of thing. It's just, all right, next step mentality.
Is the second most encouraging thing the guys who scored for Dallas versus just being Mikko?
Yes. I mean, Duchesne's goal, and which, by the way, was kind of a hilarious goal because he absolutely pelted Roope Hintz the first shot before right off the rear end, and then it bounces right back to him and he just buries it after that. But it's almost like a good shooter seeing one go in, you know, and just the confidence level. You take the bucket off of the basket, you know, now all of a sudden that goal looks way bigger and you have that confidence. And DeBoer has talked about this, that the chances were there. It's not like this team was, you know, those guys were struggling to generate any offensive chances. It's just now they're knocking on the door and they finally broke through.
How scary is Florida on the other side?
Oh, my goodness.
Are they the favorite?
I think, yeah, I haven't checked the odds. I got to get back on Money Puck. It saved my favorites. But
Money Puck has Florida as the favorite right
now. Yeah, the firepower that they have, and there's I think, an experience element to it. When they make the run last year and that same core is back, just, you know, kind of with that mentality of, hey, let's go do it again. So, but wow. Hey, one game at a time.
See, this makes no sense because for the entire postseason, the Stars have been the favorite. And then all of a sudden, it gets to the Edmonton Stars series, and it switches. And then Florida jumps in there, too.
It just haters. Makes
you, what?
Haters.
Haters. Haters. That's all it is.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't.
Is McDavid going to point fingers, being the punk that he is?
What's the point fingers thing?
He did this last year. Remember? There was that video. It was between periods. Let's go. Let's tighten up. We're in the finals, guys.
It's not good enough.
Yeah, are you perfect? So then shut up. That's what I say. You know,
he's the next Gretzky.
But you know, did he play a perfect game? Did he not make a single mistake? Then shut your mouth.
What I saw on the ice from him last night, though, is it's just witnessing it in person. Yeah. Like, this is a grown man, and the speed and
the passing.
Just, it looks different. It looks different. It looks like pond hockey crew we were talking about here is there's travel.
Your boy Jesse does the same thing.
How old is the pond hockey crew?
No. Probably all Rietma's age. How old are you?
The AAC pond hockey crew isn't.
32 years old, but it looked lower like 30. The guy that 30. Was stuck in the house league that should have been playing in the travel league. So, but he made some that first goal to with Draisaitl, the way he stops on a dime, a little spinorama, and then he makes the pass.
Jake just pulled off the spinorama with the microphone cord on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube.
I might need some new headphones after that one.
Jake Rietma in studio, and I assume you're going to be there tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. Is the Pope Catholic? Does a bear ass in the woods? Come on. 7-0. By the way, 7-0 at the AAC.
You are.
No, I'm not. The Stars have won their last seven. I think I'm five. I had a wedding in there, a funeral in there. You know, a couple of reasonable explanations to miss a couple of games there. But franchise record, seven consecutive home playoff wins. Hadn't done that since they became the Dallas Stars.
It really is a great home ice advantage.
Absolutely.
Look, there's the Canadian stadiums are like they're just different. They're just built. They're just very, very different. But from an American arena, I can't imagine. I haven't been to many, but I can't imagine there's a better home atmosphere than this one right now.
Right now, and absolutely not. And they do. We've talked about the production elements, but I think that just adds one more thing: the laser show beforehand, the goal sounding horn, Dallas Stars.
So when you're hosting with CA, how long can you maintain this energy?
Somebody,
if you were hosting this morning, when do you think you'd crash out?
That's a great question.
Because your mouth is so dry right now. I see the saliva. You need to take a sip or whatever.
Are you going to do this for 4 hours next Monday?
That's a great question. We got to talk about that. You know,
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. He's hosting.
Yeah. On what show?
This one.
Ours.
Oh. I thought you went straight to the boss and said, I need Rima. I need Rima. That's my guy. No, I.
Oh, my.
CA did ask me about that. And I said, it's a mentality thing. You got to, you know, if you got a 4-hour show, that's a marathon. I'm going to run a hell of a marathon. If it's a sprint, I'm going to run the best 40-yard dash. So I kind of look at this as a 40-yard dash.
Okay. And,
you know, I never ran sub 5:40. But remember, that was the first time I was ever on your show. You're like, you ran a 4:25. And I was like, well, we played a 4:25 defense. But I will. You remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all.
RJ doesn't remember his prep emails. From
I have
the day
no
before.
Idea. Yeah, the day's like, over. I forget about the
this. This Rima guy played football. Yeah, I said, yeah, we played a strong safety. I mean, we played a 4:25. You're a 4:25.
What's that group called?
That is the Suncrest group. That's where we lived. I mean,
Jake Rima in studio, fired up for the entire Metroplex. Give it to us.
Dallas Stars!
The most electrifying man in sports talk radio.
There it is. If you see him at the AAC, give him the fist pump or the headbutt probably is what he prefers. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Boy, that's yin and yang energy too. Rima and Chris Arnold. Hey guys, how you doing? And then Rima coming.
Dallas Stars!
Well, I feel like Chris would be kind of hype.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's a hype man.
He's literally the hype man of the arena, but Chris also is very smooth jazz. I feel,
dude.
Like.
Imagine Rima if they let him be CA for a Stars game.
This one, is how we do
on the mic. Let him be the in-game guy one time in the arena.
Send that one pluckers time. That pluckers video for his resume.
They would blow every speaker in that building.
How did the Dallas Cowboys end up on Hard Knocks? And are you excited about it? We take you inside the Star and Bobby's best friend with some concerns about that Cowboys Achilles heel. Inside the Star on the home of the boys with an ice cube.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ticket giveaway. First, shout out to Emilio, one of our top Tolos said, in town for my son's wedding. Could you give my son Emilio III and his fiance a shout out for the wedding on Saturday? You're appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Congratulations to Emily and the entire family. Thanks for turning it on and leaving it on. All right, we go inside the Star as Hard Knocks was announced by the league. Oh, I guess we'll get to the tush push in a second. But Roger Goodell, amongst the announcements yesterday, the Buffalo Bills will be the main Hard Knocks focus. And then the in-season one that I know none of us have really ever watched will focus on the entire NFC East.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure this out yesterday because, like you said, the in-season one, I honestly forget it's on.
Yeah.
What
channel is it?
Isn't it HBO, isn't it? Like Max?
Did they rechange it? Did they rename it?
Did the in-season Hard Knocks, they did not rename it.
No, they renamed the HBO.
Oh, the network. Oh, yes, they did. So it used to be Max. Well, I'm sorry. It used to be HBO. Then it became HBO Max. Then it became Max. And now it's back to HBO Max because, I don't know, HBO is the main, like, that's what you think of when you think of movie channels?
Yeah, when I think Max, I think Cinemax.
I think Cinemax as well. Mm-hmm. Nobody, I felt uncomfortable watching that.
It'd be like if NBC just was like, no, we're going to be Peacock from now on.
From now on.
It's not just going to be a side thing.
Right.
It's like, well, to really too much Cinemax. Tie that in, you would just have to drop P from the name, because that's what HBO Max did. They just dropped the first half of their nickname.
Oh, my God.
Back to the topic.
Yeah. So in-season Hard Knocks, which I've never watched. I don't know how they split these up. Like, I don't know if it's, do they devote an episode to a team? Do they, basically, does every team get 10 minutes? How in-depth do they go? Yeah. I don't know how much of it is just.
I'm ticked if I'm the Giants.
Oh, yeah. You're just on it.
And embarrassed.
Yeah.
Teams did not want to go on. They're like, okay, let Belichick have it on the college level because of the embarrassment of the New York Giants front office with the Saquon saga.
Yeah, everybody thought his that Joe Shane's kid should be the GM because he seemed to know more than even Joe did. But
look,
no.
This will give us some in-season content. We're going to have to watch now and take audio from it.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing how Nick Sirianni interacts with people behind the scenes with cameras rolling. But again, like, because these episodes are what? They're normally like 45 minutes, right? Or are they a full hour? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
But I mean, in general, Hard Knocks, though.
The show, the Hard Knocks in general, to me, just lost its appeal.
It's still, there's still great theater in it.
It's cool when I turn it on still.
Yeah, there's usually something in the episode that I'm like, I'm glad I watched this. So, I don't know. We'll pay more attention to the in-season one, obviously now, but I'm curious just how much focus the Cowboys are even going to get in this.
And Jerry likes it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Jerry commenting at one of the media parties, and he was kind of talking about Amari Cooper. And he's like, we want to be on the stage, and we want players who are excited about being on the stage. This is a spotlight for you. I want people in the stands, so you have to perform like a star for the star. That's Jerry Jones' mentality towards these types of things. So a lot of owners and coaches, right, they don't want any part of it. They don't want any piece of it. They don't want the invasion. They don't want the cameras. Jerry Jones loves it because it adds to the stage.
He is the P.T. Barnum. You know, he's the salesman. He doesn't believe in bad publicity. He's like, the circus is in town. I'm the circus. I'm bringing it. You know, for all, and that's the good and the bad. And circus is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I'm bringing the show. He brings the show to TV, he brings it on the field. And then, you know, from a Hard Knocks perspective, it's like, yeah, we'll embrace it. Look how many times the Cowboys have been on it.
Boy, Schottenheimer's already won the media sessions. If you start getting some of the behind the scenes, like natural interactions he has with people, he's going to, as long as they're winning football games, he's going to continue to ascend.
And the media was just melting over him again earlier this week when the Cowboys had their OTAs. And here's a little clip of Shoddy talking about why that offseason participation is so important.
First couple of days, what we were doing some, you know, team building things, some culture. We've spoken very openly about trying to create one of the greatest cultures in professional sports. Micah is going to be a leader for us. Micah wants to be a leader for us. He's going to do that. And so I felt like it was really important for him to be here to begin that process. And again, it's a voluntary camp, but the fact that he did that means a lot to me. We've been really spending a lot of time this offseason trying to support one another, not just me and Micah, but, you know, going to different events and functions and foundation dinners. Osa's had his, Buddy Johnson, you know, has a uh, had a uh, football camp. Tyler Smith has a football camp. I think if you look at the turnout that we're getting, it's been really high. And that's because we talk about it and we want to support one another. We're a family. And so when people have something like a foundation dinner event, they have a football camp, if it's important to them, then the objective and the goal should be to have as many of your family members there as possible. And of course, I'm speaking about our teammates.
That is an answer to a simple, basic, generic question that has that level of depth and detail. So yeah, that's why the media is in love.
And I don't want people to think that that's common. Again, it may not translate to victories. And if it doesn't, they're going to get destroyed. But as of right now, that is rare. Like, and I don't just mean from the McCarthy, but just in general, head coaches don't generally know what borderline practice squad linebacker Buddy Johnson has going on with his charity events during the offseason and making sure, like, guys, let's make sure we're out there showing support. As many of you that can get there, please. Like, that's not common for coaches to be that involved in what the players are doing.
I have a feeling Pete Carroll would be a coach that would be, like, that involved.
Sure. That's... Kevin O'Connell, Pete Carroll, like, those guys come to mind as guys who probably have an awareness of
everything. McDaniel, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
We're also going to get to see the new besties in Hard Knocks in season. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. Pickens said the other day he's actually a chill guy who is interested in doing his work, and that's the impression that CeeDee Lamb has gotten. Lamb said he thinks others have confused George's devotion to the game for other emotions. Quote, I knew who he was as a player, obviously just watching him with the Steelers, how passionate he is about the game. I think they kind of get it confused once you're so passionate about something you're willing to do anything for. As far as winning goes, being happy in the organization, all I'm going to say is he has not stopped smiling since he has gotten here. I'll start with that. So it is a Hallmark card to start.
He is he's looks happy. He's smiling. Man, he has just decided I'm going to zip my lips though.
Pickens?
I'm not going to dig any holes. He got asked.
Where's all the audio of Pickens here?
So he got asked 24 questions during his media availability the other day.
Seems
which
like
is
a lot.
Ton.
It seems like it's a lot. Ton of questions.
Because you got to think, like, I don't know, even if it's 30 seconds an answer and then however long the question time is, he stood up there for 24 minutes. That's a long time. He got asked 24 questions. The average length of his answer was 7 seconds. I think he gave two answers that were over 10 seconds, which is... I'm not saying he has to give us more than that. He's answering the questions.
Is he coming across as like abrasive moody?
No, just coming pithy almost. Just like quick. Like
you're going to have to use a word that I understand.
Okay, he's coming across as pithy. P-I-T-H-Y. He's coming across as
thanks, Nick, right?
He's coming across as like just he's answering your question. That's it. Like he's not going to expand on it. Not as a jerk. He's just kind of like, you know, it's a...
Does it come across you think that he's been burned? Like he's got more in there that he wants to let out? Or this is who he is?
No, he just comes across to me as a guy who's like, yeah, maybe a little bit of the burn factor, but also just like, I'm just trying to get settled here. I don't need to make any waves.
What's the Pittsburgh media?
You know them all. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, are the fans like, you know, calling in, demanding everybody gets fired? Like, you know,
I know he did not like the media in Pittsburgh. Like, he had an issue with them. And so, but, I mean, he's coming here. He's been nice. It's just you get asked a question like, hey, what are your impressions of Dak Prescott been so far? And he goes, he's a really smart quarterback. And when you're the quarterback, like, being really smart, that's high up on the list of things you need. Like, those are the kind of answers you get. He's answering it. He's not walking around.
Yeah.
He's just, here's my thought on it, and that's it.
Well, CeeDee is doing the talking for him. Here is Lamb the other day talking about working with George for years.
I mean, we started off when I want to say it was his combine prep and everything. And we was out in Atlanta just getting right, grinding. I mean, we were students of the game, still is, but like I was giving him the little things that I learned as far as my first year in the league and just passed him what I could while I could. And I mean, it's crazy how things come full circle. Having him on the team now, catching up on everything that we left off.
All right.
I will say the longest answer George Pickens gave the other day was when they asked him to describe CeeDee Lamb. And he had started talking about the things he appreciates about his game and like the little just details of the way he works his steps and the way he uses his size. And so, I mean, they definitely have a high appreciation for each other. And I know when the trade went down, that CeeDee was way at the top of guys who were really excited by it.
We keep it inside the NFC East during the commercial-free expressway here on Sean and RJ. He's our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, and we have an Ice Cube ticket giveaway coming up momentarily. Back to the Stars at 8. The Eagles, they physically made me nauseous yesterday with everything. Not just that they won the tush push. That was the least of the nauseating things that came out with this story. As the league voted 22-10 to keep the tush push around.
And of the 10 that voted to keep the tush push, right?
Of the 10 or the 22?
No, 22 voted against the tush push.
They needed 24?
They needed 24. Of the 10 that voted to keep it, only one plays Philly this year. That's Detroit. And 7 of those 10 were AFC teams.
Baltimore, New England, the Jets, and the Lions did vote to keep it. How's 22-10 against keep it?
They need 24. Yeah. It's a two-thirds or whatever vote to pass a new rule.
So,
boy, that sounds right, though, doesn't it? That those would be the teams. Like, just think of the coaches there. Like, Dan Campbell, Mike Vrabel, like, Aaron Glenn. Like, it's going to be the, like,
oh,
yeah.
You mean men?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's like, you know, men, they're testosterone filled. My strength against your strength. Who squats more, baby?
So, Jeffrey Lurie spoke for an hour. So much that Jed York from San Fran supposedly asked him. Seth Wickersham got the details from this. Heated meeting, apparently, at times. How much more freaking crap do you have to say? Jed York was saying that to Lurie. And then Lurie brings in his ace in the hole, his surprise guest, Jason freaking Kelce, comes in and explains why it should be kept. And there's some feeling that that did sway some of the owners with their vote. Jerry didn't know where to go yesterday when he was asked about it. The audio is not good, but he's like, I keep flip-flopping. I don't know whether to vote against it for all these reasons or just because we can't stop it. I don't know. I can't keep track. When I think word had come out that Stephen Jones weeks ago was actually against it, but Jeffrey Lurie got kids warning in the car. He got graphic, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that it was a, can like you say this phrase?
No. I would say like a teenage
fantasy.
Fantasy the thing, while you're sleeping.
The Luca audio we weren't allowed to play from the wedding.
Yes.
Well, no one knows what that is referring knows that to is. Here.
But yeah, O-Town had a song years ago called Liquid Dreams.
Yep. Yeah.
So basically he was like saying like, if you were to...
He said it's a win-win for
us. It's a win-win for us, right? It was like that teenage
fantasy,
ecstasy to create a place so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. Which I would imagine, like, that's a pretty powerful statement because, like, that's the ultimate trump card that they would have for the rest of their time.
They're still in the minority here.
Like they
that still needs to be remembered. They got by on a...
Well, it's alive. It's staying. It's
still no,
alive.
I know, but, like, it's... Dude, I bet if you get, I bet there's got to be at least one team that if they saw them spiking the football after that, they would have been like, I want to change my vote.
It was a good spike. They got on Twitter and had a picture against the Packers with the phrase, push on. And the Packers were the ones that got put into the spotlight of trying to get this canceled the most.
Yeah.
So the Eagles social media team, they were ready.
Now, you know, Goodell and the league are apparently in favor of banning this. Just like they're in favor, Goodell and the league are in favor of changing the playoff a little bit. So I suspect both get back next year into the competition room or whenever. Are they allowed to get back year after year?
Yeah, I mean, you can submit it again. The most stunning thing about this is that Rich McKay said yesterday.
The rules guy.
Yeah, that it was unanimously proposed, this rule. And basically it had unanimous backing from the competition committee, the player health and safety, and the owner health and safety committees. This has an expiration date. It'll be here next year, fine. If those three are against it unanimously and saying we want it out, they're taking it out eventually.
So the tush push lives on. Just hearing Jerry Jones say it is hilarious. Like everyone, all these billionaires saying the tush push, and Jason Kelce came in. I thought Kelce a while back said like, it hurt his neck, or Andy Reid was talking about it. I don't know. I thought I remember Kelce talked about the physical ramifications of it, but there he is coming in there to save the day.
But refusing media afterwards, too. He got asked by Jory Epstein, yeah. Brooke Pryor.
Yeah, because every time he talks to him on mic now, we hear how overrated he is as a media personality, except for his podcast.
His podcast is good. His answer when he got asked, like, hey, you want to say, he's like, I'm not here for media today. Yeah, you are.
I'm here for the green.
You're here showing up. You should speak. Like I do think if you're going to show up and make this big show of like, here I am to save the day, fellas, like, talk about what you said. What did you pitch if it's that important to you?
We know what he pitched. And he becomes even more of a filthy hero after saving it for the Eagles yesterday. And Jeffrey Lurie, apparently he got yelled at by...
Troy Vincent,
NFLPA.
For using that teenage dream comment.
He said, there's a woman in here.
Yeah, there's several women. There were several. There's Amy Adams in there, and is it Pegula or Pegula? The Bills, Terry. There's several women now, including Jim Irsay's daughter's taken over, so she's taken over the Colts.
After Jim Irsay yesterday passed away at the age of 65, let's hook you up for turning it on and leaving it on this morning show.
Today was a good day.
That's right, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to see Ice Cube at Dickies Arena on Thursday, October 2nd. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to see Ice Cube at Dickies Arena on Thursday, October 2nd. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Thank you, Ross. This HOV portion of the Expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. Back to the Stars party at 8 o'clock this morning. Let's get...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Local.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Should pre-calculus really determine a state title? Or are we being a little petty here? We'll talk about this here in just a second. Before we do have the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour tomorrow in Mansfield, 3100 East Broad Street. We'll have breakfast from Whataburger, Firehouse Tour t-shirts while supplies last. So thank you to Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers for making that happen. But this will be stop number three and Sean's first one of the year.
Yep.
You're jazzed about driving all the way out to Mansfield at 5 in the morning?
Yeah. What is it? I don't know. 35, 40 minutes, something like that. Sure.
It'll be good.
That time of day.
Mansfield was a really nice turnout last time.
Nate Dogg, Nate Wood said he's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I think Alec Medford's going to stop by. So you can see little red Medford. Look, I mean,
K-Twiz
Medford gets to a remote exactly. Mars War Peyton does.
Boy, that's a scoreboard he's going to have on him is just to say, yeah, I got to the Firehouse Tours before you did.
K-Twiz, diehard Stars fan, said it's going to be my first Firehouse. So come on out and get fed.
Yeah, we get
and a giveaway.
Yeah, those t-shirts, they're going to go quickly. So you want to come out there and get them as quickly as possible. So, all right, over at the Dallas Morning News, so Highland Park. The Scots over there of Highland Park, they had won the state championship, the 5A Division II state championship in soccer back in April. And we're covering a little bit more of some of these high school teams during the Neighborhood Watch after we got that request from some of the listeners. But the problem is that this has now been forfeited. In the wake of this, they found out that one of their players was academically ineligible because his pre-calculus grade had slipped just under 70 for a little bit. And so because of that, they reported it to UIL. UIL said, all right, well, you forfeited these games.
Self-reported like Michigan?
Yeah. So you forfeited these games here, which included the 2-0 win over Liberty Hill on April 11th, which was the state title game. So they have now had this stripped from them. They've lost the state title. It's been vacated. And the mother, Kara Pierce, appeared before the UIL State Executive Committee on Wednesday to contend that the ruling was basically garbage. There's lawyers who have weighed in from SMU and stuff that said this is a little too letter of the law. Like this is not the intent of what this is supposed to mean. This is a little ticky-tacky and over the top.
So if you fall below the GPA, are we talking like should not have played, participated, or practiced during the season in one of their games? Like, you're supposed to be off the team until the grade comes back up? How's that work?
Yeah, so, like, maybe different for every school and what their protocols are for retakes. Like, by the way, they have retakes now.
What does that mean?
You don't do well on a test, you could retake it.
Oh, freshman forgiveness.
Yeah, this is just it's permanent forgiveness. You know, but also, I think it's like, because you have to be at a certain point by a date. Your grade has to be a certain point. So it's not like you could be in like the first. So let's say it's a 9-week period, right? And 2 weeks in, you're below that number.
And this was a C?
This is just slipped under a 70. And here's part of the contention.
So you're a D.
Yeah. Just slipped under.
I agree, though.
But here's the other thing. Because it's pre-calculus, there's an argument, again, when some law professors are looking at this and they're saying letter of the law, that would technically, to them, I guess, be considered that's an honors course that shouldn't be applied.
So would it be weighted?
So basically Highland Park has had this issue where if it's an honors course, even if you slip below 70, they have self-reported it. But it's something where
you're punishing them for exceeding.
A lot of legal professors have said, like, if you just did, and we're talking about an honors course and not your regular, like, core curriculum or whatever else you do it, like, that shouldn't be applied in the same way as being academically
ineligible. So let me get this straight. You got people in DFW paying kids, manipulating the system, recruiting, buying houses, doing God knows what in terms of illegal activity, and then we're going to take away a state championship for a calculus grade dropping beneath when all the rest of this mischief takes place in every sport.
Yeah, so in 2008, they amended it to say you could exclude honors courses from calculating their grade point average. And so because of that, like because Highland Park does choose to include it and then reported it, then UIL was like, all right, well, you're done.
Okay, so my other thing is like, let's say you've got like a 3.8 GPA. Just forget the unweighted scale. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a 3.8. But in that current 9 weeks, you fall below a 70, even though your GPA is up here.
Mm-hmm.
Have They could still take you and make you academically ineligible?
That's how it reads.
So it's not a cumulative GPA? Because the college cares about your cumulative GPA, not necessarily what you were on some arbitrary fifth of 9 week date.
Well, they're a little more intense with it. And Jeremy Gilbert, the athletic director at Highland Park, said that this has been a longstanding practice that we followed at Highland Park, and said it was a really difficult decision to self-report after speaking with UIL officials.
When you have other teachers in other schools or ADs being like, don't take the hard classes, even though it's going to help you get into college, we need your GPA good for the local soccer state title.
Exactly.
Do it for the cause, Kelsey.
Come on, we're trying to win titles here. And they did win one, but ultimately it gets stripped from them. All right, we're doing the Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan, the most expensive city in the state of Texas. We're sitting in it right now. According to new research from Zillow, a new rental report from Zillow reveals that Dallas renters need to make nearly 29% more money than they did 5 years ago in order to afford rent in 2025. The average cost of rent in Dallas, the average money you need to make just to afford rent in the city of Dallas, is $71,413. That is the highest in the state. Some of the others, Austin is $68,800. Houston is $67,000. San Antonio comes in at $58,000 to be able to afford rent there. But while that is really high, rent prices in Dallas last month averaged $1,785. While that is high, it's actually still well below other big cities. If you want to afford a single family home to rent, the income needed increases even further to $92,932. So basically, you've got to be making, in order to have a single family home that you're renting in Dallas, you need to be making six figures now.
I know I rented three. Could have been four different apartments way back in the day.
Yes, it was.
Way back in the day, as close to the radio station as possible.
back in the day when on a, opening weekend of March Madness, the pool was packed. No one was watching the games.
Yes.
I know I've got an apartment and not a house, but this still applies to rent here. I will say that's the biggest annoyance right now, of just trying to figure out like the trade-offs that you look for. We're like, you know, Kristen will say like, well, what if we were to go move here? Because like the housing in Flower Mound has gotten ridiculous. Like you can't find houses in Flower Mound now under like $450.
Ugh.
Like even smaller houses. It's like basically doubled since we moved to Flower Mound, the cost of homes there. So when we look at that, it's like, well, all right, well, let's go to somewhere where it's not going to be as much sticker shock. Let's go move here. It's like, all right, well, if you move there, you're really downgrading the schools now. That's a school district that you don't necessarily want the girls in. So that's going to be compensated by also now we're probably putting them in private school or doing different things. And so you're always looking at these trade-offs.
And property tax.
Yeah.
If you told the girls, hey, we got a house, but you got to change schools and all new friends and all that stuff, what would they say? How would they vote? Stay in the apartment for the school or go to a house and change?
Addison would vote to stay. She wouldn't want to switch schools. Laura might, but that's just because Laura is a homebody and hates school in general. So to her, it's like a school's a school. I'm going to hate it either way. So I think she'd just kind of say, stick with it.
And you stop looking for the new house. I mean, you put up the jellyfish lighting, so I know you're staying.
We're staying. We're it's the golden handcuff. What's it's like that? A 2.5% interest rate.
Is that a Tuesday
rate.
Night? Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you were...
It's talking, our interest rate's too low.
Like our interest rate's Diddy too low. Here.
Yeah, we just can't... We can't justify moving. Now, I guess we could keep the house, but, I mean, that's also... Can we afford to keep the house and buy something new? Because something new would be more expensive and a higher interest rate.
That's so the biggest problem we're running into right now with the whole, like, when we look at doing first-time home buying, is that they're saying, like, yeah, unless you have the 20% saved up, ready to drop on it, first time home buying is just really going to be difficult right now if you're not flipping.
I couldn't do it without the 20%. My first house, I think it was like 274, and I was like, all right, that I feel like that's a steal. You know what I mean? Now, I was in the hood.
I was going to say, there's a lot of stealing over there.
We were inside a gate, but it was a perfect first house, in my opinion.
It was a really good house. I couldn't have
it with the kids and random bullets here and there, as Gavin Dawson
it was a BB.
First showed me. Well, I got a bullet in the roof. We found a bullet in the pool. Dawson lived next door. He said one ricocheted off of his bathroom window. No one was, as I tell everyone, no one was getting shot. No one was getting shot at. It was getting shot up.
Houses
weren't getting shot up. I mean, it was stupid punk kids firing the guns in the air.
You know, the Cowboys probably won that day.
Yeah, you just got to hope you weren't outside.
All right, we're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan. A local legendary donut
I had John
shop.
Ramsey on retainer from the bullets in my roof. Tolo John.
Hail damage? No.
Yeah. Nobody was more upset than John that you moved. All right, so a nationally recognized Dallas donut shop is closing its doors. Do you know of Hypnotic Donuts?
Yes.
So Hypnotic Donuts just kind of announced, surprisingly to people on Facebook on Tuesday, said they're shutting their doors. The post says, "We're so grateful for the years of community love and support. We will miss you." Said that after 30 years, it's time for them to close their doors. So they will be shutting down here in the near future, which Hypnotic has been featured on like a bunch of different, like I think the Food Network, a couple of their shows have done it. They've been written about in magazines, but they're these like really trendy upscale donuts. They're over there on Garland Road near White Rock Lake, but they're closing up shop. And this has been happening more and more lately.
I hate this.
Where you're seeing like longstanding restaurants or, you know, quirky area stuff that have like really strong reputations. They're closing their doors. They're not sustaining.
You get these small mom and pops that just go out of business and now makes way for some, you know, yuppie chain to come in and. I hate this.
Yeah, and this one apparently is just, it's more religious, which Hypnotic, as WFAA writes about, serves up craft donuts as well as chicken biscuits, highly rated and often had long lines, especially on weekend mornings, often recognized as one of the best donut shops in Dallas from D Magazine, Dallas Observer, Eater, all of those. Basically, this comes down to the owner just said they're tired. They've had their run. It doesn't seem to be as much of just like we can't afford to stay open. It's more just like it's time to move on.
I was expecting to go on here and see some crazy pricing for donuts, but it's not. I mean, $2.75, $3, $3.50 for some of the specialty ones. I mean, they're putting slabs of bacon on some of these things.
Oh, they're art. That like when you look at them, they're like visual pieces of art.
Yeah.
They're really well done. So a little bit of sad news. I know a lot of people like Hypnotic Donuts. All right. City of Dallas is cracking down. They're saying, look, we know it's going to cost you $72,000 to just have a little studio apartment. But that's no excuse for apparently sleeping on the streets of Dallas. They want to clean it up ahead of FIFA coming to town. So Dallas is cracking down on the homeless population in public spaces. They said that they've received a lot of different feedback from people who say, you know, you go into park, like especially from people who come out of town, that they go down there and they see homeless in, you know, parks or different public areas, you know, loitering around businesses and different things like that. So with FIFA World Cup coming up, a new convention center on the horizon, the city of Dallas announced on Tuesday an effective end to street homelessness downtown. They unveiled a new public safety initiative through which law enforcement, social workers, private security, and the city's emergency response teams will share the same radio lines to address complaints within 24 hours.
So what are public officials instructed to do? You're driving around. You see a homeless individual out sleeping. What do you do?
I honestly, I have no idea. Because like, you know,
pick up, detained? Are you putting on sirens? Where are you taking that people?
When we were in San Francisco for the Super Bowl, the convention center area where all the Super Bowl activities, the NFL experience, everything, where all the media was, there was no homeless there. And we had talked to people and they said they basically took the homeless from that area and moved them to a different area. Happened to be where we were staying.
Yeah.
Right.
And where are we staying again? Where's the Super Bowl?
It's in San Francisco. Santa Clara, San Fran. We're staying in San Fran again.
This year.
This upcoming season. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to go see the Tanner House in San Francisco.
That's right. But yeah, I don't know where you, if you put them in a shelter, if you move them to a different part of town from the convention center, you buy them a bus ticket, wherever they want to go, plane ticket, right? You just, I don't know, but this is like a lot of cities do this when they have big events. It's honestly dirty.
Well, and so,
you know, we don't mind the homeless, you know, 360 days a year, but the 5 days the World Cup's going to be here. We can't have that.
So they are focused, apparently, on the city of Dallas. They're trying to make this a little bit more of a charitable effort. So of 270 people who have been moved off the streets of downtown recently, they said about 250 have been rehoused. They said the 20 other people represent a small yet complicated subsection who have more serious mental health and substance abuse issues and who need higher levels of care. Beyond the work focused on rehousing people, the effort includes more police officers, the opening of a new substation in the Central Business District, and the Dallas Morning News says a renewed attention to quality of life issues, including late night noise, street crime, and hazardous driving that some residents say often goes unchecked. So basically this is, hey, we've got World Cup coming to town. A lot more businesses are moving here. We got to clean things up a little bit. Got to clean up the image.
Are we staying in the same area?
No, we are staying in we're staying in a really good spot. We're staying right by the convention center.
Okay, Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy did well.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job there. So I think, you know, I've always thought, though, not just San Francisco, going to other cities, like traveling with the Cowboys and doing different things. Whenever I go into the city center, I don't feel like Dallas has as big of a problem as most of the other big cities we go to with that issue downtown.
I would agree. I also think, like, there are certain cities like L.A., San Diego, where it's always like a decent temperature. Here, we have the extremes. Yeah. We have the extremes here. So, like, L.A., San Diego, it's more...
Where else that you guys go have you really noticed it?
Philly. Philly's really? Philly's got a lot. And I really like Philly, but, like, Philly's got a lot of it. A lot of the California sides we've gone to, though, I mean, New York, when we've gone down there, you've seen a lot of it.
So. It's the Neighborhood Watch every Thursday at this time. Commercial-free expressway with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway. We will see you in Mansfield tomorrow as the Firehouse Tour continues. How the Dallas Stars made all the history last night. Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.